hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. And if you missed the first hour, I've been talking about Northern Rock. Doing the same thing American lending institutions have been doing, mortgage brokerage houses, doesn't matter. 6,500 jobs at risk as crisis deepens at Northern Rock. For years, and this is coming out of the independent UK newspaper, fears were growing for the jobs of Northern Rock's 6,500 staff as the stricken bank prepared for another day of mass withdrawals, and its future as a viable business hung in the balance. After the once booming mortgage lender asked for funding from the Bank of England, it was only its only hope was to scale back its growth or to sell out the bigger parent. But with savers rushing to withdraw funds and the bank's reputation tarnished, it cannot survive alone. Any sales is likely to be of its loan book and little more. The collapse of Northern Rock would be a disaster for the northeast of England, where it has more than 5,500 staff, and it's one of its biggest and fastest-growing employers. Northern Rock announced the hiring freeze with no forced redundancies on Friday, but a fire sale of assets would take the matter out of the management's hands. The main union at Northern Rock, Unite, said it was seeking meetings with Northern Rock to try to ward off compulsory redundancies. In a further blow to the region, the crisis threatens the Northern Rock Foundation, which gets 5% of the bank's profits each year. It was about £28 million in 2006, to combat deprivation in the northeast and Cumbria, I think that's pronounced. Yesterday brought a day of relief for besieged branch staff after customers took out nearly $4 billion in one day and a half. That was last Friday. Today, the bank is expected to face a further onslaught of withdrawals as scared savers pull out their money. Adam Applegarth, the chief executive, said yesterday that branches would stay open late today and that customers would be able to withdraw funds. Well, I just read in a story they didn't cash the bank, the check from the Bank of England, so where are they getting this money from? Probably printing it in the basement. Queries at Northern Rock branches turned into chaos on Saturday as customers clashed with each other. Staff had to give tickets to some customers so they could come back today and go to the front of the query. I guess that's what they mean as a line. Mr. Applegarth said on Friday that without money market funds, the bank would not be able to grow as fast as in recent years, and it would have to rely on customer deposits to fund its business. And again, that's the fractionalized reserve banking. I don't care if it's here in America or in London. You walk into a bank, deposit $100 or £50, whatever the case may be, and they'll turn around and loan $1,000 out or 10 times the amount or, say, £500 to whomever comes in the door. They show it as an asset. Where did they get the money? They didn't. This is all asset balance trickery. It's just an entry into a ledger. Northern Rock had to ask the Bank of England for emergency support last week after paralysis in the financial markets cut off its sources of funding. The Bank of England's backing was meant to shore up confidence in its 1.4 million savers and 800,000 mortgage customers. But instead, frightened savers besieged the bank's 76 branches and its website to withdraw money. A takeover by Lloyds TSB fell apart early last week. Industry sources said that after the events of recent days, the chances of Northern Rock being brought on as a viable business back online are very slim. I'll continue with the balance of the story, only a paragraph or two, then go directly to your calls, 800-313-9443. If it's happening across the pond, folks, it's just a little ripple that starts there, and it's a tsunami by the time it reaches here. They're scared to death of runs on the banks here in this country. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The caller called in and says, it's not queuing up, it's queuing up. Well, queuing up is what we do here in the United States before we break the rack of balls on the pool table. At any rate, thank you for that. That commercial you just heard is a sponsor on the network. New high-speed sleep generator produces extremely deep, restful sleep. And, folks, there's a lot of people that are saying this works for them rather well. And they are looking for 77 people to try this thing out. 877-327-0365 is the toll-free number. It is the what they call the Peruvian sleep generator. And I've listened to this. I haven't had to use it to go to sleep, but I can imagine here in the very near future, there's a lot of Americans that are going to have some sleepless nights. So you may want to be one of those 77 people to call at 877-327-0365. Doesn't involve any drugs or any diet changes or anything else. It's a sleep generator. Give them a call to get more facts about it at 877-327-0365. Let's go to the phones. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
How you doing today, John?
Well, I'm just a bundle of good news today.
Yeah, well, the hair on the back of my neck's been up all day, and I've had a sick feeling in my gut. This morning I heard some news about that $4.5 billion in puts on the NASDAQ and Dow.
Mm-hmm.
That was a 30-day option. Guess what the mature date is on it? 21st of September, this Friday.
Well.
Now we got six nukes floating around Louisiana, one of which has disappeared. What if the Black Ops boys decide to load those in bombers and hit six cities with them tipped missiles that are 10 times a Hiroshima bomb?
Well, the story I got here, and thank you, Sharon, for sending this in to me. Airmen that exposed those nukes are dead. Five military members that were possibly involved in helping to expose the accidental movement of six nukes August 30th from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana are dead. In case you missed it, six nukes were flown between these two Air Force bases. Last time nukes were flown in the sky was over 40 years ago. And I'm sure you can figure out that's why they don't fly nukes. CNN, by the way, just said it was a mistake. Now, ironically, three airmen from Minot Air Force Base and two from Barksdale Air Force Base are now dead. Two died before this incident, therefore could have nothing to do with it, but still rather odd that this many are dying from the same Air Force Base. Adam Bars, navigation for the 5th Squadron, dead July 3rd. Weston Kissel, B-52 pilot for the 23rd Squadron, dead July 17th. Todd Blue, Security Forces for 5th Squadron, dead September 10th. And
add the two that reported this to the Army Times.
Yeah, there's, I think, yeah, they're on the list, yeah.
You know, if that comes due on Friday, that means false flag could happen as I'm speaking, up until midnight, say Thursday, so the boys can collect their ill-gotten funds on Friday the 21st. Then we launch a full-blown strike against Iran, and I hear that Germany, England, and France, and predominantly the G7, G8, or G9 countries, are gearing up for war in Iran.
No, Germany has backed out of this thing.
Did they?
Yeah, they were first talking about economic sanctions, and they didn't even want to do that.
But Putin and people in China have said if we nuke Iran, they're going to nuke us. So what I'm trying to say basically is we could be in the middle of World War or the beginning of World War III by this weekend. That is a possibility.
Well,
God, I hope I'm wrong.
It's a possibility, but I'd put that on a probability scale of a 1 to 10, maybe about a 3.
I don't know. 4.5 billion in puts is a lot of money.
It is. And some
it has to go down 30 to 50% before they show a profit.
Right.
So that tells you probably when the smoke clears on the market, it'll be at about 25 cents on the dollar. If I were the people and I had cash in an account, I'd be sticking $2,000 underneath my mattress and I'd be going to the discount grocery store and I'd be bringing home a case of this and a case of that and filling my freezer full of frozen meat.
And the problem, and I don't disagree that people should do that, but the problem is that for many people to make the purchases that they need to do in one fell swoop, a lot of them can't do it. That's why we've suggested over the years, and that's why this Thursday I'm going to have an expert on preparedness, and I know that you had some problems with one guy that we had on this network, but at any rate, he was a guest on his show many times, and he gets into the who, what, where, and why of preparedness. And people should have been doing this for a number of years. And of course, everybody's blue skying all the time. Oh, that's never going to happen. Well, you're going to be sucking air when there's no food available because that is the tool that they always use is the distribution of food.
Well, you know, in South America, when it hit the fan down there economically-wise, they limited even the most wealthy of people in the country a withdrawal of no more than $200 a month. They could do the same thing here. I'd go get my money out of the bank tomorrow morning, and I would start stockpiling a little bit of food. That's all I'm going to say. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, so do I, Gary.
But remember when Bush said, as long as I'm the dictator, and he had that little smirky grin on his face?
I remember.
He always gets that look when he's giving you a hint, like he knows something, you know?
Well, you should have seen him today when he did his little impromptu Rose Garden press conference announcing his candidate for Alberto Gonzalez's slot. The assistant attorney general, he's up to his eyeballs with shenanigans, so a black gentleman, so he can't use him. But this guy is a retired federal judge that is just absolutely rife with all kinds of things and viewpoints that George Bush can use. I saw George today on TV. This man looks like he hasn't slept for a week.
I'll tell you what, if the false flag happens, it's going to happen between now and midnight Thursday. Because them options come due on Friday.
We'll see what happens.
All right, that's all I got to say, but it's serious and it's a sickening thought. And God, I hope I'm wrong.
Me too. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate your call. Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Yeah, John, my first comment was going to be the queuing up as opposed to queuing up, but I see you corrected. I mean, I had visions of Barney Frank waiting in front of a bank.
I read that, and if you read it the English or American way, it's queering. It's not queuing, it's queering.
I don't know. You know, maybe that was a typo or something.
It might be.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I was quite taken aback. I thought they'd invented a new word in my absence. Regarding Northern Rock,
yeah,
I suggest they change the name to Northern Croc for a crock of you-know-what.
Well, you know what they're gearing up to do. I'm about ready to get in an article here. They've already got their targets picked out, and I made mention of this, but I didn't give any fact behind it. The sanctions, Germany already said that they weren't going to be involved in economic sanctions. And we had some neocons over here saying, well, that was the green light to go in and start bombing.
Correct. I mean, you know, what sort of logic is that?
Yeah. Well, and here's further twisted pretzel logic, that they don't think that the talks that aren't completed here with Iraq as to where their nuclear program is and inspections and all that other stuff,
mm-hmm.
they don't think that it's going to bear any real fruit, so they're going to take a preemptive action.
Yeah, it's very, very serious.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, back to Northern Rock, though. The poetic justice here is that the dour Scottish Presbyterian who's masquerading as Prime Minister and who sold off Britain's gold at the exact bottom of the market a few years back as the Chancellor of the Exchequer is now knee-deep, if not neck-deep, in the crap that he was largely responsible for creating in the first place.
Yeah, it's the
that's
same.
That's Generous Gordon Brown.
Yeah, and that's
you know, generous with the taxpayers' money. That is.
Yeah, I mean, who is Ben Bernanke? And let me ask you a question, Mike. If you were interviewing for a job, and you were going into some corporation as a CEO, and they told you that, the last CEO really screwed up. It doesn't look like the company is going to be viable unless you can walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
You may not want to take the job. I mean, Bernanke has either got to be stupid or he's just the fall guy and he already knows it.
Probably a bit of both. Yeah. The thing is, though, apart from Northern Croc, as you pointed out, the contagion has now spread to the fourth largest bank in the UK, which is Alliance and Leicester, as opposed to Leicester, which is down by a third today in the stock market. Okay, so...
So that's the fifth is down the tubes, the fourth has taken a hit.
The fourth is down by one third today. So we have a problem here. Now on to Greenspan. I would like to suggest a name change here as well to Greenspin. I mean, this guy has the audacity to deny any knowledge of the real estate lending practices that led to this disaster or any responsibility in even being a factor in creating it.
Do me a favor, Mike. Hang on. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear that
sure.
bumper music. We'll hold you on through the break. We'll be back right after this short break for the network, folks. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. Mike in New York, if you would, sir, continue.
Yeah. Okay, as we all know, a large part of this mess in the financial area has been caused by the derivative business.
Right.
Now, if you cast your mind back, Greenspan was waxing lyrical on numerous occasions in congressional testimony as to the benefits of derivatives in spreading risk. You know, and not having it sort of concentrated in the issuing institution. Well, we all know that the risk has been spread, you know, probably all around the world, with banks blowing up in Germany, Australia, the UK. I mean, it's like having a bad apple in one barrel, or dicing it up and putting little pieces in, you know, different barrels. I'd also like to point out the culpability of Congress in this mess as well, because when Greenspan would go to the Hill, these guys were fawning and genuflecting in front of this guy.
Absolutely.
With the one exception of Ron Paul. But the rest of these economic illiterates are largely responsible for the debacle we're in.
I don't think that they were illiterate at all. I would like to think, and they would like to have people think that, well, they were just stupid and they just missed it.
Okay.
Anybody that's sitting on these financial committees knows exactly what's going on inside this country.
Mm-hmm.
And they will never pose serious, penetrating questions to Sir Greenspan or, I guess, soon to be Sir Bernanke, because they all know the scam, and they were part and parcel of it. At least their forebears were in 1913 by privatizing this money gig.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So they're not stupid. Yeah.
A final word, John, if I may. If there isn't an annual award like the Heisman Trophy for chutzpah, I think they should cast one in bronze and stick Greenspan's mug on it.
I wouldn't want anything with that dog-faced boy's image on it. I just really wouldn't. Hey, thanks for your call, Mike.
Okay, John, take care.
Appreciate it. Bush setting up America for war with Iran. This comes from the Telegraph. Again, you know, if you want some searing political commentary or social or economic commentary, just read the English newspapers. You know, we have a controlled media here. It's one thing to stick sharp sticks in the neighbor's eye. You don't want to do it to your own people, so it's better if we do it that way. Of course, I don't see a whole lot of negative stuff about England in the media here. You just get your daily dose of O.J. Simpson. This comes from the Telegraph. Philip Sherwell in New York and Tim Shipman in Washington. Senior American intelligence, and this is really scary stuff. Senior American intelligence and defense officials believe that President George W. Bush and his inner circle are taking steps to place America on a path to war with Iran. The Sunday Telegraph has learned. It says learned. I should have kept my guy from jolly old England on to see if that's not a misprint, learnt. That's what it says. Pentagon planners have developed a list of up to 2,000 bombing targets in Iran, amid growing fears among serving officers that diplomatic efforts to slow Iran's nuclear weapons program are doomed to fail. Now, again, folks, I said this before you talk to anybody. I mean, I actually saw a news clip the other day that said something about, you know, maybe we should start talking to Al-Qaeda. Yeah, you mean the enemy that you, the shadowy figure that's going to be around for the next 100 years, that you can't destroy, you now want to talk to? Please don't dare mention a word foreign policy in that same sentence. Pentagon and CIA officers say they believe that the White House has begun a carefully calibrated program of escalation that could lead to a military showdown with Iran. Now it has emerged that Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State who has been pushing for a diplomatic solution, is prepared to settle her differences with Vice President Dick Cheney and sanction military action. In a chilling scenario of how war might come, a senior intelligence officer warned that the public denunciation of Iranian meddling in Iraq, arming and training militants, would lead to cross-border raids on Iranian training camps and bomb factories. A prime target would be the Fahir base run by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, Quds Force in southern Iran, where Western intelligence agencies say armor-piercing projectiles used against British and U.S. troops are manufactured. Under the theory, which is gaining credence in Washington security circles, in other words, they've spun the lie, now they're believing it themselves, U.S. action would provoke a major Iranian response, perhaps in the form of moves to cut off Gulf oil supplies, providing a trigger for airstrikes against Iran's nuclear facilities and even its armed forces. Senior officials believe Mr. Bush's inner circle has decided he does not want to leave office without first ensuring that Iran is not capable of developing a nuclear weapon. So he wants to do this before the end of his term, just in case. Remember my analogy about the insurance company? That they send you a bill, an outrageous bill? Statistically, we know that or think you're going to be in an accident next week. So we're just going to raise the snot out of your rates today, just in case you get in trouble next year. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Senior officials believe Mr. Bush's inner circle has decided he does not want, as I said earlier, leave office without first ensuring that Iran is not capable of developing a nuclear weapon. Isn't that nice of Mr. Bush? And I'm sure he didn't want to leave it for his second term, that the war in Iraq wouldn't be in full swing, I'm sure. The intelligence source said no one outside that tight circle knows what is going to happen. But he said that within the CIA, many, if not most, officials believe that diplomacy is failing and that top Pentagon brass believe the same. He said a strike will probably follow a gradual escalation over the next few weeks and months. The U.S. will build tensions and evidence around Iranian activities in Iraq. Previously, accusations that Mr. Bush was set on war with Iran have come almost entirely from his critics. Many senior operatives within the CIA are highly critical of Mr. Bush's handling of the Iraq war, though they themselves are considered ineffective and unreliable by hardliners close to Mr. Cheney. Read that, neocons. The vice president is said to advocate the use of bunker-busting tactical nuclear weapons against Iran's nuclear sites. You don't have to bother with transporting them. Just knock on Israel's door and ask to borrow a few hundred. His allies dispute this, but Mr. Cheney is understood to be lobbying for airstrikes if sites can be identified where Revolutionary Guard units are training Shia militias. Recent developments over Iraq appear to fit with the pattern of escalation predicted by Pentagon officials. General David Petraeus, Mr. Bush's top senior Iraq commander, denounced the Iranian proxy war in Iraq last week as he built support in Washington for a U.S. military surge in Baghdad. And understand what Mr. Petraeus is doing. He's a military guy out there stumping to sell something political for Bush. That's exactly what he's doing. How low can you go? And Petraeus, I mean, what a step in fetching. He was like Colin Powell of the Vietnam era. Remember the My Lai massacre? Oh, well, that's right. Well, that was Colin Powell's job to go over there and try to sweep and clean that up. That's where Colin Powell first started to be noticed by, well, let's say career people that could develop people and personalities for their own use. The U.S. also announced the creation of a new base near the Iraqi border of Badra, the first of what could be several locations to tackle the smuggling of weapons from Iran. A State Department source said, familiar with the White House, rather, discussions said that Ms. Rice, under pressure from senior counterproliferation officials to acknowledge that military action may be necessary, it's now working with Mr. Cheney to find a way to reconcile their positions and present a unified front to the president. Oh, gosh, I'll withhold comment there. The source said, when you go down there and see the body language, you can see that Cheney is still the man. Condi pushed for diplomacy, but she is no dove. If it becomes necessary, she will be on board. Both of them are very close to the president. Where they differ are the working together to find a way to present a position they can both live with. In other words, the universal and communal lie. The official contrasted the efforts of the Secretary of State to work with the Vice President with an open warfare between Colin Powell and Donald Rumsfeld before the Iraq War. Ms. Rice's bottom line is that the administration is to go to war again. It must build the case over a period of months and win sufficient support on Capitol Hill. Or win sufficient support of Israel, which is behind us anyhow. It's the roadmap to peace, folks. Remember that. The Sunday Telegraph has been told that Mr. Bush has privately promised her that he would consult meaningfully with congressional leaders of both parties before any military action against Iran on the understanding that Ms. Rice would resign if this did not happen. The intelligence officer said the U.S. military has two major contingency plans for airstrikes on Iran. One is to bomb only the nuclear facilities. The second option is for a much bigger strike that would, over 2 or 3 days, hit all of the significant military sites as well. This plan involves more than 2,000 targets. Information appearing on the telegraph.co.uk. You can find more information as they get into the stories. Now, the roadmap to peace, ladies and gentlemen, it involves this. Get Afghanistan out of the way, get Iraq out of the way, get Iran out of the way, get Syria out of the way, then you go after Saudi Arabia, and then possibly Pakistan. By the way, if we were going to mount a serious front against Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda, you would think that they'd start in Pakistan, where Mr. bin Laden is supposed to be hiding out. And if you believe that, I've got a bridge in Minnesota I want to sell you. It's a little worse for the wearer, but it's cheap. And the stories are already being floated out there. And this is some of the propaganda that you're going to be seeing. And this one deals with Syria. And this came out of the worldtribune.com. U.S. confirms, now they're confirming, mind you, Syria and North Korea nuke link. The United States has determined that Syria has been seeking nuclear weapons from North Korea. Andrew Semmel, the Assistant Secretary of State, said that we do not know there are a number of foreign technicians that have been in Syria. Or, I'm sorry, we do know. We do know that there may have been contact between Syria and some secret suppliers for nuclear equipment. Whether anything transpired remains to be seen. One North Korean flagged ship, Al Hamad, arrived in Syrian port of Tartus on September 3rd. 3 days later, the Israeli Air Force attacked an unspecified target in northeastern Syria along the Euphrates River near the border with Turkey. The Syrians are saying it's just not near the border, it was deep inside their own territory. Officials said North Korea has provided nuclear materials and guidance to Syria. They said that they had helped establish underground facilities that could be used to produce weapons-grade uranium for the regime of President Bashar Assad. Now, I want you to think about this for a second, folks. Syria may, okay, now here, not just Iran. Now, it could be Syria that's trying to build nuclear weapons in their basements, if they have basements there in Syria. And only capable of maybe, and I'm telling you, if everything went right and the wind was blowing right and they had everything lined up, Syria or Iran, according to the CIA themselves, and specifically on Iran, they're 5 to 10 years out with even producing something that they could even test. But here's the real question. Why, if you were a country, imagine yourself to be this President Bashar Assad or Ahmadinejad, whichever, raising the ire of the United States, which they have already witnessed what we've done in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We've killed over 1 million people in Iraq, or specifically did things to cause their deaths. Why would you want to continue sticking that sharp stick in somebody's eye, namely the United States, by possibly invoking a military action against your own country? Why would you want to do that? Something tells me that Ahmadinejad is not that stupid, or Assad is not that stupid. And now think about this also. In the region, their neighbor, the Israelis, have up to 400 nuclear weapons of every conceivable delivery device, submarine, air-to-air, surface-to-air, air-to-surface, it doesn't matter, cruise missiles and the like. Their neighbor, your neighbor, sitting next to you, has a big bomb. Now, you're trying to watch your favorite television program in your living room that's about 15 feet away from the neighbor's property. And if that bomb goes off, you're not going to be able to finish your TV program. Now, maybe that's a childish analogy. I don't know. Because quite frankly, folks, I am really, really sick and tired of watching this Bush White House. I am tired of watching the American people bushwhacked. I am tired of watching foreign people die at the hands of this madman, and especially American soldiers. But the question remains, why would you invite the ire of this sleeping giant, if you will? Why would you want the destruction of your country? Because that's exactly what is going to happen. And you think that the people in Syria do not understand that? You think that the people in Iran do not understand that? I mean, they watch the flimsy reasons why we went into Iraq. My God, Saddam Hussein just had a few chemical weapons with no rocketry to deliver to anybody. And Iran does not have any real rocketry program over there. No way of delivering weapons long range. But see, they're a direct threat against the United States. The question is, why are they a threat to the United States when they are being threatened by Israel that has already demonstrated what they're willing to do and have been and will continue to do to the people in Palestine? You know, I have a solution for the people in Afghanistan and Iraq, because I'm sitting here and I'm looking at a story that came out in the New York Times. Oh, let me see here. 4 days ago? And it says, when top Democratic leaders visited him at the White House, meaning Bush, President Bush told them he wanted to find a common ground on Iraq, but when the president said he planned to start doing some redeployment, Nancy Pelosi cut him off. No, you're not, Mr. President. You're just going back to the pre-surge level. Now, and all this is crap anyhow, because this surge of 30,000 troops were deployed back in January, that we were told that, well, General Petraeus is going to come out of the sands over there and give us this report as to if the surge is working. The surge is not working. Whether you put 300,000 troops in there, it is not going to work. Because putting American servicemen in harm's way to be policemen for some political action is suicide and stupid at best. But here's my solution. Just pick a side over there, arm the living snot out of them, and let's just everybody go home and let the best man win. There's not going to be any solution over there in Iraq politically. We're the ones that caused over 1 million deaths of their fellow countrymen over there. We're the ones that have devastated their entire country. We're the ones that have fired depleted uranium all over the place. And people are getting sick and still dying from that, as well as U.S. personnel. And for what? To plant democracy over there? Alan Greenspan said that he agreed, by the way, that Mr. Saddam Hussein should be taken out. Why? He was a convenient pawn against the Iranians, wasn't he, when we sold him chemical and biological weapons, which, by the way, Mr. Saddam Hussein got rid of and he destroyed. They weren't there. And all the stories that hit the airwaves, well, they're there someplace. They turned every grain of sand in Iraq that they could find looking for these weapons they knew that weren't there. They've got to be here somewhere. He destroyed them. Then the story came out, well, maybe they moved them to Syria. Well, maybe they didn't. And for this House, and I don't give a rat's patoot if they're a Democrat or a Republican or whatever, how dare you sanction the death of 1 million people for supposedly planning democracy where they didn't want it in the first place? How arrogant are you? How stupid are you? Folks, it's getting, I'm going to tell you what, Rod Serling in an issue, in a program that he wrote, Twilight Zone, the series in black and white that was on television back in the 60s, or later on he produced in the 70s, Night Gallery. Even this macabre writer of weird, really weird things pales in comparison to what I am seeing right now. Because I don't think this guy's TV scripts ever killed anybody. There's 1 million people dead in Iraq, folks. Men, women, and children. Albeit, yes, some of them are military. The majority of them are civilian. The numbers are mounting because 2 million people have been displaced. 2 million people are actually refugees in their own country. 2 million people have left. 1 million of them are dead. Because they had no water, no sanitation, diseases, depleted uranium, birth defects, people getting sick and dying, and then there's no doctors because they've killed off about 120 of them over there, classifying them as being political prisoners. The hospitals is a hospital name only. They have no real services. They have no medicines. They have no capabilities. More than half of that country still has no running water or electricity. But yet we're over there trying to democratize them. What we're doing is killing an entire country off. And now this madman, and I swear to God, if I had the capability, ladies and gentlemen, I am not joking about this, if I could effect the arrest of George W. Bush right here and right now, and it meant the sacrifice of my own life, I'd do it in a New York second without any hesitation whatsoever. Because to remove a madman from the White House, remove the man to the presidency, somebody that has gone so far off the deep end. It's my duty and obligation as an American in a republic under the Constitution to do so. If the offering of one little life here would change that scenario, I would do it gladly. I cannot believe this is going on, and I don't believe that we don't have anybody with any intestinal fortitude other than some political lackeys whining in Washington, D.C. about George Bush and Dick Cheney. Impeach the son of a guns. A contingent of military, go in there and arrest him. He is a treasonous president. He is a liar. I can't get the Secret Service to show up on my doorstep to save my soul. I'll bet you I could probably sit here on the airwaves right now and threaten George Bush's life, and I wouldn't hear a peep out of any Fed agency. Yeah, limited pullout of troops. You know, the 30,000 will still be there until they're redeployed into Iran next year. Come on, people, wake up.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Just for clarification, ladies and gentlemen, I would never threaten the President of the United States, even though he's threatening this country, even though that he's been a threat to the million now dead. I don't know how this man sleeps at night, but I would like to see him tried for treason, at the very least locked up in prison for the rest of his life. By the way, let me remind you what the penalty is of treason against the United States and its Constitution is death, but not at my hands. Former Reagan aide says Congress must start impeachment inquiry. Let me see, it's September 17th. Yeah, by the time we get a congressional committee together and get everything rolling here, the lame duck will be about ready to waddle out the back door of the White House. A constitutional lawyer who served in Ronald Reagan's administration says President Bush's apparently criminal authorization of a warrantless wiretapping program is grounds unto itself for the House to begin impeachment inquiry. By not beginning such an investigation, impeachment will become a virtual dead letter, Bruce Fein, former Deputy Attorney General under Reagan, said in an essay published in Slate, I think this is. Fein has emerged as a fierce critic of the Bush administration and has previously called for the President and Vice President Dick Cheney to be impeached. The House does not require, nor should it wait, proof beyond a reasonable doubt of misconduct, Fein wrote in an essay published Friday. To wait for such proof subverts the whole purpose of an impeachment inquiry. Ample grounds for an impeachment inquiry lie in the President's shady justifications for his terrorist surveillance program, which Fein says subverted the checks on law enforcement powers inherent in the Constitution and Foreign Intelligence Services Act, or I'm sorry, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The President apparently spying continued until at least January 2007, or for more than 5 years after 9/11, when Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez declared that FISA warrants, whose nature remains classified, would replace the TSP. The Attorney General maintained, however, that Bush continued to be crowned, that's what the article is, to be crowned with Article II powers to ignore the warrant requirement and to do so secretly whenever he wished. An impeachment inquiry should demand that the President's legal justifications for the program, Fein writes, although he maintains that such an inquiry would not necessarily end with the President's ouster from office. He noted Abraham Lincoln's suspension of habeas corpus protections during the Civil War as an instance in which the national interest justified suspension of civil liberties. Fein previously urged the Senate to censure Bush over the spy program. In his latest essay, Fein says impeachment hearings are necessary for Congress to prevent its oversight muscles from atrophying. If Bush... Folks, let me stop here. We don't even have to go after him over what transpired after 9/11 and all the boogie-woogie programs and Al-Qaeda's going to get us scenarios. We could get him for what he's doing with the North American Union, with his memorandums of understanding and his SPP. We can nail him on that. And that's not a hot political topic that would bend too many Republicans or Democrats out of shape. There is a very large list of what we could nail Bush on, but nobody's nailing this guy. And he's running this country as the kingdom as a king in his little fiefdom. This is the United States of America, folks, not some third world backwater country, rife with little traitors at the top. This is the United States of America, and Americans are still sitting around twiddling their thumbs while this guy marches us to Armageddon. When are we going to wake up and demand that this guy goes to jail and any neocon that he drug in there with him? And half or three-quarters of the Congress has got to leave, too, for supporting him and not standing up. Bob Chapman with me tomorrow. Be there. With